Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another episode of the Seller Talk. Today, I have someone special who actually was with me since the get-go, since actually it was just an idea, and it turned and switched to buying some equipment that was really bad at the beginning. We did our first episode together. You still have that file?
I do have it. It's in my Ableton.
Today, I'm so happy. And we'll try, actually, we were talking about it. We're trying to have and sit down to have episodes at least once a week between you and me because you, sir, you are my partner.
You're my partner. We're partners.
Seller Talk. Yeah. Seller Talk is not just a one person's thing. It's not mine. It's ours.
Yeah, dude. It's a fun thing. We can get down to it.
Yeah, because we thought about it together.
It's a fun thing. You do it. Why not anymore? You know what I mean? Just do it.
Yeah. So, Zach, introduce yourself, sir.
What's up? Hi, I'm Zach. I'm 29 years old. I'm a Maryland native. I used to do music pretty professionally on a small scale for a little while. I'm a creative man. I think I'm a creative young individual coming out of the Mid-Atlantic. I think I'm empathetic. I think I'm creative.
Yeah, for the people that can't see you now, you are the American image that people overseas can see. Like you're like a strong man, like a tall man,
beefy white dude. For sure. I definitely fit the Americana role. The mold.
And whenever we talked a lot about food because you, sir.
Oh, that was right. Part of my intro. I'm a culinary dropout.
Yeah, but what you know how to cook? It's not about just like the school and stuff.
Yeah, no, it's about feeding the people close to you. Yeah,
absolutely. You always made us something super good at work.
I just made just shit I could throw together really easy, you know, a simple shit bangs way harder than way complex stuff.
And the main thing, like why I'm saying that you represent exactly what America stands for, you literally look like anybody that can be on Food Network.
That's so funny.
Growing up, we always had those shows where someone that looks just like you, sir,
balding with the tattoos,
with tats,
with a beard. Yeah,
and they they know how to cook. They know how to make the best things, and like the place always looked fantastic.
Like left
you
field,
dude, do the same.
Dude, it could be me. It could be me.
Well, yeah, it's up to you. It's up to you. But today is special because we just, again, as we said the first day when we were talking about the Seller Talk, it's just going to be like two friends sitting down, having a beer or coffee or whatever, you name it, tea, whatever you want to do, in our basement and just do it. We talked about so many things in that first episode, man.
I'm so excited.
We talked about so many episodes. We're gonna be talking about everything we talked about in the first one. Hopefully we'll get to do that, and we will just try to have a good time together.
Time
for our listeners too. So sometimes we can watch some videos that you just sent me, actually, that are quite funny. But we also going to be talking about your experience and what you're working on now and what's the future for you. So what's going on, man? What's going on lately?
Lately, I've just been enjoying the fact that I now live I feel like I live a 180 life, dude. I used to work a lot of nights. Mm-hmm. Used to work very late. Used to stay up very late. And now with my new schedule, I come in quite early. So I'm like a morning guy now. I'm trying to learn how to adjust to be like a human, have a daily life where I have to being able to balance.
How different is it?
For me, it's a lot because I used to be able to get off at 10 p.m., stay up till 2 a.m., go to sleep at 2:30, wake up at 10 a.m., be able to run errands, go to the bank, go grocery shopping, go to the store, any kind of store. And then I could just come home, decompress for a little bit, and just get back to work or get to work, you know. And I had a very set schedule for over 8-9 years of that.
Yeah, you're almost 10 years at your work.
Yeah, so now now I do mornings. I'm getting up at 6 a.m. every morning. I'm feeding my cats. I'm giving my cats medicine every morning now. You know what I mean? I'm doing I'm drinking coffee in the morning. I'm an instant coffee kind of guy now.
You didn't need it before because you slept
not bad, but I had no reason to get up crazy early. But, dude, no. Yeah, I love instant coffee. I've gotten so into instant coffee.
Is it the Colombia one?
I buy all of them. I buy some from artwork. I buy some from the recent one I got most recently is Nescafe, and it's a blonde velvety instant espresso.
Okay, so it's good. Light roast, super caffeinated.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Have you ever tried Turkish coffee?
Yeah, I tried it with you last time
that
we did this.
Shit, it's good. Is amazing.
It's good.
It's super good.
So it fucking is, good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It just that's what I have every morning. Whether I work at 2 p.m. or at 5 a.m., I always wake up. I'm sure, like, at least if I have to wake up, like, if I have to work really early in the morning, mm-hmm. I'll at least wake up 2 hours before that. Like, for example, for a 5 a.m. shift, I'll wake up at 3 a.m. And I'm sure that, like, if I take and I get that coffee, Turkish coffee. No, it was introduced to me by my wife, actually, because she's from Croatia, and that's all they drink in there.
Really? So in Croatia, you think like their coffee game is heavily influenced?
Well, you know, the Ottomans were there, like in Eastern Europe, in Bosnia, and So in Albania, and if you go to any of those of those countries, they all drink the same kind of coffee. They all have that within their culture.
What kind of coffee is it? Like, I know it's Turkish
coffee,
but
Turkish coffee. It's Turkish. Bland. It's very strong.
Is it cold? Is it bold? Is it dark? Is it roasted light? Is it roasted longer? Like, what's the vibe on it?
All I know, I think it's light roast, because all I know is that crap that we actually drink every morning is super potent.
That shit hits, dude. It's so good.
It just wakes me up. Like, I can do things. I can do things. I can go and open the store. I can like still survive.
I know. I love coffee. That shit's so good.
We're over caffeinated as a civilization now.
Absolutely. My doctor told me, I mean, I'm a bigger dude. My doctor was like, yeah, like, you know, and you're keeping under 175 milligrams of caffeine.
No one can drink.
I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Everyone is over caffeinated. What's the maximum? Like, I think it's 400.
Should we look it up?
Yeah,
look
it up? I'll look it up.
Are you looking for the most caffeinated drink, or like the most caffeinated you can get, like the limit?
What, yeah, so I can. I'm just gonna Google it. What is the most caffeine you can get? I'm guessing it's like 400.
Dude, when 400 we were milligrams. No, check this out. When me and my old roommate, when we were like, you know, making music, he had way more, you know, friends in it because he was doing it way longer than I was. He knew a guy. I'm not even kidding. He showed me the picture. Mm-hmm. He had like a gallon pump, and it was just caffeine. It's a clear caffeine solution, and he would just pump it into things, and he would have like the most insane fucking like
caffeine
and anything, just the extract.
God. So up to 400 milligrams of caffeine a day appears to be safe.
That's
for
crazy.
Most healthy adults. Yeah, that's roughly the amount of caffeine in 4 cups of brewed coffee, 10 cans of cola, or 2 energy shot drinks.
What the fuck?
Yeah, do you know that Celsius, now that everybody is on, that's a 200 milligram. Oh my gosh, anything that actually is in a can in America is bad.
Yeah, it's not looking so great.
Unless it's a beer. Excuse me, sir. just my beer.
This beer's glass, dude. That's heavy. I like glass bottles. I don't mind metal, though.
I can care less as long as it's a beer inside. I'm okay with it.
I like sparkling water. I like sparkling water out of cans more than I like it out of glass or out of plastic.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're super caffeinated as a, mm-hmm. as a civilization.
For sure.
Yeah. Do you think that if there is a shortage in caffeine.
Of caffeine.
Would America function normally?
Yeah, it would be okay. I think we'd hit like 70%.
There'll be a riot. Like, people will be, oh my God. They'll be like, oh, we need some caffeine. That's probably the first time you'll see a national strike for something, like a single thing.
For caffeine? That's so crazy.
Because people can go crazy on it.
That's so funny.
Imagine if it gets like from $5.
But they're never gonna run out of caffeine. You know that's never gonna happen. There's no way.
How do we know?
I know, but there's just like
any disease.
The disease is.
If there is any disease that kills every single tree.
Oh, tree
or whatever. Yeah, like the coffee from the source.
Are you telling me cocaine's gonna go extinct? Like
caffeine,
you
know,
the coca stimulant, like caffeine, mate. Oh my god!
Like everything is possible, dude.
Just kill me now.
Everything is possible.
Yeah, they shared
it only
that.
Takes one thing: a match, and burn something that actually will destroy the whole crop.
Is that fucked up?
Oh, super fucked.
So fucked
but,
up.
But that's all it takes. But we think that we're fearless as humans. We think that we're like everything is possible.
We think we're like above average. I remember, I'll never forget my first psychology like test in college. Before I went to culinary school, they literally were like, it's just like a, you know, we just want to see where you're at style quiz, you know, so we can test, you know, assess everyone's, you know, knowledge. And fucking, they're literally talking about like, they took everyone, it's a 1 to 10 scale, and it's like rate yourself questions.
Yeah.
Everybody put themselves at like 6 or 7. Not perfect, but not terrible either. Everybody thinks they're above average. They're just above average. And mm-hmm. it's enough for people to act out crazy.
Yeah. I think that the moment you start seeing alternative things for caffeine or for anything that you can think of, the moment you start seeing alternatives, that means that there might be a shortage in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we saw that with milk, but now like milk is just being destroyed because now a lot of people drink oat milk.
And I feel like it's just as bad. I mean, I still, I don't drink dairy because I just don't think I like how non-cultured dairy reacts with me as a human.
Mm-hmm.
I love yogurt. I love kefir. I love cheese. Like, I just mm-hmm. don't think I vibe well with buttermilk or like
or whole dairy products.
Yeah, dairy products like that.
Well, now we see those mushroom coffee and all that. I gotta use the bathroom, man. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
And we're back.
Piss break of the year.
Yeah. All right. So, what I was saying is now you see the mushroom coffees and all kind of stuff. Now, I tried the mushroom coffee.
What do you think of it?
It really doesn't taste like coffee. Like, coffee is coffee.
It's like mud.
I can have a decaf coffee and I can actually enjoy it. For me, it's okay. I like the caffeine because you want to wake up and you want to do stuff. But the most that I like about the coffee is the taste.
Yeah.
It's coffee itself.
Mm-hmm.
And with mushroom or whatever you bring other than coffee, it's not like really there's no substitute to coffee.
No,
there's not. I think that like there is something that has to be realized when it comes to that.
If you like tea, I think yerba mate is very close. Yerba mate
as far as caffeine,
yerba mate, like the taste, man.
Coffee is yerba mate is very strong.
Very strong. You know,
the Argentinian team actually won the World Cup.
Yeah.
With yerba mate.
They all drink a Uruguayan brand. That's the funniest part.
They brought like 1,000 pounds of it. That's, and you know how
so
much
insane. That
I don't know. I don't know if it's true or not. Like if it's 1,000 pounds.
It's possible.
But they brought a whole lot of, I love this this expression, a whole lot of yerba mate.
A whole lot?
Yeah. I learned that in Florida.
A whole lot?
A whole lot of things. Or... That's the most American thing.
The whole lot?
Y'all.
Y'all.
And what's the plural of y'all?
Uses?
No. All y'all.
All y'all?
That blew my mind.
That's y'all and then all y'all?
That is absolutely next level.
Yeah, it's up there. It's very, that's very, yeah.
All y'all.
Dude, fucking the South is so dank.
Yeah.
The South really is a special place in America.
Because I think about it as you all, to me, all is already plural. So now,
the real world has no place in America, dude. Especially no Florida, logic. Of all places.
I love Florida. I like the state is amazing. The state is
beautiful.
Have
you been to any of the state parks there? Any of the like?
Well, I've been to every single beach and every single side, like from Jacksonville to Key West to the Panhandle. Yeah, Christina and I actually went to every single beach. I had my in-laws in there for 2 months, for over 2 months. Yeah, loved it. Well, I wanted to extend their ticket. My wife actually, her parents, and she was like, "Oh, no, I'm done with them."
It's so funny. Yeah,
she's like, no, they gotta go.
No more peace.
They gotta go.
I totally
like,
no. Got it.
I like because they, her parents are so simple that you like, you know, when you live, sometimes when you have some friends and they're imposing themselves.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're like 3 days
don't know
and you're like,
to dip out.
Yeah. So you're like, I'm done with this. I'm ready to move on from this. So they need to go. With her parents, you don't even feel that they're there.
What?
They're amazing. I did get like a $252 direct TV when I talked to this Indian girl. She was like, "Well, sir, you watch adult movies. I was like, I did not. What? Oh.
That's so awesome. Did you caught him?
Yeah. You caught the bill? Well, I always paid $120 for internet and TV and all that. And it was $200+.
That's so far. Yeah. That's so awesome.
And
we were awesome.
US when that happened. So when I called, and the Indian girl was like, and of course her name was Jeanette or something like that. And she was like, sir, you use some adult movies. And I was like, I did not see what happened.
That's so funny.
I see what happened. Well, my father-in-law just kept on pressing okay, 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 and he was just buying the beautiful blonde
Nubian back shots for.
Don't you like the names, like movie porn? Oh, movie
they're
names?
So fucking good. They're so fucking good, dude. Busty beach sluts revolve around.
That's globe. The easiest scenario you can find.
Tits in space.
Life is not like that. It'll never happen like the way it happens in those movies.
No.
It'll never, ever.
No, it's supposed to be fucking like Broadway. Shit's like Hollywood, like Bollywood of semen.
Yeah. Yeah, imagine like, do you think like Indian porn movies, they actually just sing
all
in them?
All of them are fucked. I bet they're singing they sing? In more than just there's gotta be. I hope so. I genuinely hope so. I hope there's more creative porn than what America has.
I'm gonna ask Kaushik. I don't care.
Dude, you gotta get him on. He would love to tell you his story, I bet. Talk about his ex-wife, his kid.
I asked him.
What did he say?
No, he doesn't want it. I love him. I love Kaushik.
Me too. I love him.
Oh, gosh. He came actually last time. Oh, my God. Funny story. True story.
Let me hear it.
Christina. So now the Euro is happening.
Correct.
Croatia is playing against Spain.
They're kind of crushing it.
No. Actually, they lost. Yeah, they lost. Spain is crushing it.
Yeah.
And fucking Moroccan is playing for them. Anyway, we're talking about Croatia and Kaushik. So Kaushik got here, and I had a house full of Serbians and Croatians.
Interesting.
And he dropped this joke. I know Kaushik's jokes, and his humor is fantastic.
Dry shit,
yeah. So he's gonna bring up the war in Yugoslavia. And I was like, shut the fuck up.
Guys.
I don't want to have any issue in here. But the way he was saying it, I was laughing my ass off. I'm like, now it's like, and they're all huge dudes, you know, like they're so big. And me and Kaushik are the tiniest brown
two,
people.
Two tiny brown men in the room. It's so funny. That is talking, so.
And I'm bringing him. So even though it was in my house, that doesn't matter to him. It's gonna happen.
Yeah,
right? they're gonna rock his. And I was like, "Shut the fuck!" So I'm so happy that no one actually was able to hear it.
What war are you talking about?
And Milosevic
war. What?
He was the guy who actually, the Serbian dude that was behind the Yugoslavian. Like
what is Sarajevo? That's Bosnia.
That's Bosnia. You see, that is a place I want to visit.
So do I.
Yeah, Sarajevo. What happened in Sarajevo? And I don't know exactly, but my wife knows a lot. The war was terrible in there.
I've heard disgusting things.
Because the city was actually, the way the city is surrounded by hills and mountains. So snipers were everywhere, and no one was able actually to walk out of their houses. Imagine you can't walk out of your house, man.
That's so fucked. That's so proper fucked.
See how lucky we are?
Oh, we're beyond lucky. Like, no one's doing that in an American town.
Yeah. And no one is doing it here.
I mean, it's almost foolish to think that like something like that would never hit American soil. But then like you think about like, you know, if it did happen on American soil, I don't even think it'd be any other foreign country. It'd be like a fuck up inside fuck up.
How do you think are we enjoying it in here? We're enjoying this, the way that we can actually freely walk out of our houses and do things that normally without being threatened. I mean, the threat is there, but
for sure.
There is a crazy guy out there. But there's no war. That's what I mean.
I think we're spoiled, but I think we're spoiled not because like we're spoiled in the right to be able to walk freely and do freely and speak freely the way that we do now. But I think that's just like a God, like not even God, I'm not religious, but like, that's a human right to be able to do and to just like pursue things peacefully. I think it's madness that a lot of the world is fucked up like that. It sucks. It's crazy, but we're very lucky. Right. You know, very, very lucky.
I don't think that we're enjoying it enough because people actually get into like the small things. I agree. You said that. Oh, you did this. You acted that way. Oh, you called me that way.
The ability to complain about names and the bell is like, that's a fucking, that's a good
I was talking complaint. I was talking to Sam in one of the episodes I have. Sam Kennedy. If you hear this, I miss you. I love you. It was great talking to you. And I'll have a conversation with that dude anytime. So Sam is a transgender man. Mm-hmm. And during Pride Month, they will have Pride, like the parade.
Yeah.
And there will always be someone across the street just
Westboro Baptist something. Type shit.
And when you're asking them, like, oh, I'm practicing my freedom. Yeah, great. Not a problem. Not a problem. But the moment you try to provoke, I think that's where
it's like your freedom it's infringing stops. On other people's happiness. Yeah. Like it doesn't bother me if I go to a protest and someone else there's counter protesting. That doesn't bother me. But like you know, you have to think about what's infringing on other people.
You like, can disagree on things.
Yeah, I'm not soft about it. But like it's insane the amount of haters everywhere. Excuse me. Yeah. We're so divided. We're super divided. It's fucked. It's super fucked.
Yeah, no, but you can disagree on things, man. I don't mind if you disagree.
Yeah, it's fine. I love disagreeing.
We can't agree on
it's
everything.
It's healthy. It's discourse.
Okay. And that from any side, if you try to impose an idea, if you try to say that my idea is right, therefore yours is wrong.
Bullshit. Yeah, I know. We're too easy to think that way.
Yeah. And if you show your disagreement with me, I will become very violent, or I might become very violent, either with my words, with my way of talking, with my way of shutting you down, or something like that. And you see videos like this, man, every single day, especially during elections, years like this.
Yeah.
And the fact that we are actually just bickering about nothing. How about we do this? Pride parade, I disagree with it. I'm not gonna go there. Give them that street for one day. Not even, how about that? Not even 24 hours, because one day is 24 hours. For a few hours on that day.
Like a weekend.
Why would you go across the street?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Why would you go across the street?
Why do you want to be there? I get it. I get it, dude. It's fucked. Super fucked.
You can disagree with the transgender or LGBTQ. Let's say that you disagree with that. Keep it. How are they changing your life? Now, if it's impacting you personally, then do something about it. Yes. Go and just, you can sue them. We're in a very good country that actually just offers you all the tools to actually just fight for yourself.
Yeah.
But then don't go and bully people or try to actually talk over them and just tell them what they have to be living like, and I know more than you and this and that and the other. No, man. And that's when I feel like we talked about Sarajevo, and now there are so many wars. People can't even walk outside their houses. They have different problems. And here we are here having a problem with, oh, this person is gay. Oh, this person is very religious. Oh, this person said this. This person is against that. I think we're taking so many things for granted, man.
Dude, I have been listening to a series about dictators. And it's fucked. Like, I've been learning about a general, I think it's Tojo from Japan, World War II.
Yeah.
I've learned about Mao Zedong, Joseph Stalin, Papa Doc of Haiti.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just fuck, dude. Like,
do you think that kings are dictators?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I grew up in a kingdom. I think it's all about how you treat your fiefdom. Like,
I mean, if you're oppressive.
Yeah, you can be an oppressive king. I don't think you're a dictator.
You'll be just a bad king.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll be a dictator.
I agree. I don't think king is inherently a bad thing. There's good kings in history.
I mean, humanity is based on... Like, we always had kings. What is a republic?
I would love a king.
Yeah?
I don't think... I think I could fucking... If I fucked with the king, I could really get behind that.
I mean, if you fucked with the king, you're not going to be sitting.
I also love.
If you fucked with the king right now,
I'm fucking with the king.
I mean, you're going to have a Rolls Royce outside.
That's my boy. Yeah, no, dude, we'd be good, dude. I would fucking love a king, especially if the king was like smoked cigarettes or something. Like if he was like relatable, like a nice relatable king, it would make it'd be so nice.
It'd be amazing.
It'd be so nice. It'd be cool. I'd be like, dude, I'd be like, that's my fucking king.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, I love this at sports games.
I grew up in a country.
What was that like?
It's normal, dude. Like, there is no, I don't feel
what's the name of your king?
Like, Muhammad VI.
What's he wear? You got pictures?
He's amazing. Yes, I can show you pictures.
Muhammad the VI?
Muhammad the VI. Yeah, look it up, man.
I'll do it right now.
Yeah. What I do like about him, though, he's very different from his father. And I do like about him that he actually cares about his people. Now, a king, and it's actually it's older than the British crown, our monarchy in Morocco.
So, Muhammad
VI, yeah.
Born in 1963?
I think so, yeah. And he King was crowned in 1999 when his father passed away.
Is Alawi the surname?
The Alawi, the fam name? The Alawit, yes.
How do I say it?
Alawit,
Alawi.
This is not. This is not. Hey, listen to me. Listen to me, you American.
I work with the French guy. I work with the Haitian who speaks French to me all day. He fucking gets my ass.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Yeah. I love that guy. I love that store, man. I love that crew.
I know.
You better say hi to every single person.
I think it's a big edit.
Oh, I love that guy.
I know. I'll let him know.
And you work for one of my favorite captains, so that's good. Anyway, we're not going to talk about
it. Yeah, no. Yeah.
Beep. So it's a hot potato.
So let me read some stuff about...
Yeah, Muhammad VI.
About Muhammad VI.
And the monarchy, too. Because it's one of, again, it is 12th century old. It is older than the British monarchy. The British. Yes.
He's a nice man. I see some nice younger pictures of him.
He is fantastic. And I've never felt oppressed in that country. Now, Moroccan mentality.
Is there like a Google review for like the king?
What?
Is there like a Google review for the king?
Yeah. Imagine. Now, well, there should be.
I'm just gonna put as a good king? ?
Like, can we review? Can you Google? We review? Can we review?
I mean, is it, how good a king is King Muhammad VI from Quora?
Is there any review there?
Let's find out.
What does he say?
Oh, wow. It seems they feel very similar to how you feel.
What's up?
This is my opinion that I share with many Moroccans for sure. Ready?
Sorry, okay. Burp. You
the
gross.
Beer, I know. The beer's hit. I feel good, man. This is 1 year ago. Here we go. The king of Morocco is very successful. He did a lot for the country through his reign under Muhammad VI. Morocco has undergone important political and economic reforms while facing considerable challenges. During the first 5 years of the king's reign, the regime allowed fair elections, decreased media censure, mm-hmm. acknowledged the human rights violations committed during the reign of the late King Hassan II. Most Moroccans love Hassan II.
I do love Hassan II.
Morocco does not have good resources like oil and gas in neighboring Algeria and Morocco. Holds in neighboring Algeria. Morocco holds important reserves of phosphate, but it is not as worthy as oil and gas.
Not as worthy.
So they're just talking about, but it seems like he's pretty good.
And cannabis too, Morocco's.
Really? Hash? Oh, oil?
You want to Google like how
what
much?
What is the Moroccan hash pipe? A kifis? A sifis?
A keef.
I want one.
Oh, no.
I want one.
I'm glad I'm out of that country.
Why?
Because, is it bad? Man, well, it just, so that's my take on
is the weed not good?
No, dude, I mean, it's so good that you forget
not.
About
like, I bet it's not. I'll tell you, I think America is the best weed.
Ooh, a lot of people
am
argue with you.
Am I crazy?
No, well, look, the one thing that I think America does different than any other country is that, and that applies for anything, not just cannabis or anything. You will have equality and you'll have standards.
Yeah.
And you'll have people that have so much knowledge and talk about it in public.
But not
and you
private.
Have studies and that. I grew up knowing just a yellow apple a red apple, a green apple. I came here. I'm like, no, this is Fuji. This is a Honeycrisp. This is a Gala. This is Granny Smith. So there are so many classifications that actually America uses. No, I'm not complaining.
No, I get it.
I'm happy that the quality is the quality. And whenever you want to use it, there is at least something you're not smoking cow shit.
Yeah,
you know,
it's important.
You're smoking something really quality, so you don't go crazy. Or if you go crazy, at least it'll be with something with a lot of quality.
As much, like. You know what I mean?
Unlike the Dark Ages. Mm-hmm. You have no idea what's going on in there because it was so ages. Fucking dark.
People... What the?
Talked about that in our first.
See, it was dark. It was pretty dark, dude.
We'll talk about the Dark Ages because I want to know what is the Dark Ages.
Do you want to talk about
Dark?
I love the Dark Ages, dude. Are you fucking kidding me?
So I would actually say I don't know whether America's got the best or not. And there is only one way to find out for whoever is listening or yourself, sir. Travel the world.
Yeah, that is a pretty good answer too.
And it's not something that we do.
Thailand's got the craziest weed scene going on right now.
I know, like it's scotchy.
They just released. Like they said, guess what? Shit's good now.
Dog. We're not gonna put it in the bottle anymore.
They said you're good, brother. They said go ahead and smoke the shit. Now it's fucking like a weed. It's like a literal weed. It's just everywhere now.
Do they have it there?
Yeah, dude. Thailand is fucking...
In Thailand, okay.
Thailand is fucking rampant.
I heard
with
the
cannabis.
Highland. The Highland in Scotland, I thought that you were talking about.
I hope they got it in there. I would love
no
to...
No way.
I would hope so. I mean...
In Scotland?
Why not?
They don't even see the sun.
I know a dude who can sell fucking an ounce of Jungle Boys California grown weed for £1,000 or sterling or whatever the fuck they use. Like,
I hope that no one's gonna call us after this.
That's 28 grams of
I
weed.
Hope we're not doing any you're not talking about anything illegal. We're just trying to make it, man.
Well, come on. I dare them.
I can care less as long as we're not doing anything wrong.
The FBI will have to snipe me out of my house. They're gonna have to JFK me.
I'm heading out. I'm going away.
I think I'm gonna go to parade.
Yeah, you know what's my excuse if someone actually asked me after this
about
I'm sorry sir, I don't speak English. No idea of what you're saying. This is a pre-recorded message.
Speak American.
I have no idea of what you are saying. That's my actually dream for my last day in the U.S.
yeah, I don't
if someone
I don't
annoys
speak
the
English.
Shit out of me, I'm like, I'm sorry sir, I have no idea what you're saying. I have no clue. Just leave me alone, sir.
You got to use SAT words. Like, I'm simply just not versed in literature.
Yeah, like literally. sir.
There's no way I could stoop down to your level and understand the words that come out of your mouth.
Yeah. But I would say that, like, the one thing that we don't do enough in this country is traveling the world, not just the country. And sometimes I did talk to some people that only travel to the same place every year. If my family goes to Myrtle Beach, I am going there every August of every year.
Yeah, I think we're kind of tapped into comfort and like whatever's easy. I feel like people like the idea of like nostalgia and whatever's easy, what's simple. Like yeah, I want to go to Ocean City. Like, not saying this is true, but like hypothetically, like I feel like a lot of people be like, yeah, I go to Ocean City every summer because my dad took me to Ocean City every summer, and people just are kind of riding off nostalgia and everything they do.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's bad. I just think that there is so much more to see in the
for
world.
For sure, for sure.
And we live in the best time ever. 2024, you can get anywhere you want. Anywhere you want.
Yeah.
And yet, you're telling me that we're stuck in Deep Creek Lake every year?
You're so funny. You're so
I mean,
funny.
You know what I'm saying. Like, there is so much to see. And we can definitely, like, if there is, like, you hear about Paris, you hear about London. Do you want to just keep hearing about them? Or it wouldn't be better for you to just fly there just for 3 days? How about that?
Yeah, I've never been to Paris. I'd love to go.
You know that you sometimes you can find some really good deals. You don't have to go in the busy season. Go in the slow season when kids are not there.
I would love the slow season. I feel like winter in Paris is amazing.
Winter in Paris is it's fantastic in Europe in general. You go during the Advent time,
I would love to go to Christmas Bavaria. Time. Bavaria
in Germany.
In that during that time, what a stellar experience sounds like to me.
Like you go to Croatia, Zagreb, for example. It's so Dynamo cheap. Zagreb. So
I know Zagreb.
It's super beautiful. And if you check the pictures of like all the Christmas markets, you can get there. You can see there. You can experience there. They have those hot wine and sausages and
hot
like,
wine.
A hot wine. Like, yeah, Christina
like,
makes it for
like
Christmas.
Like temperature.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, word.
But with the cloves and super good. Oh,
I just had
next
a coworker
time,
make me.
It, I'll bring you some.
Please, no, first
I'll
of all,
call
please.
You to come actually and get
I would,
it.
I would love to.
I mean, this is your house now.
Bring my girlfriend straight up. I know you said you gave me house shoes. You have to monogram my
I've
name
never
on.
I said that.
Yeah, you did. You said
no,
you gave me house shoes. You said you wanted to give me house shoes.
Yeah, no witness.
Yeah.
Did not say that.
Yeah.
Did not say that.
God, I wish I had a vape. I wish I had a nicotine vape. That sounds so fucking
I do have some. I do have some Zen.
Can I please have one?
Oh, absolutely. I'll bring it. I'll put this in pause.
Oh, yeah, it sounds amazing.
All right, we're back. I think we fixed the nicotine issue.
Yeah, I'm situated.
So you're back at it.
I'm back at it.
All right, we're good. We're all good. All right. We have our beer.
Yeah, I'm pretty beered up.
Uh-huh. We have our nicotine. I think that like those pouches are very important. You know that nicotine is very like what I do like about that because I used to smoke cigarettes.
Neuroprotective.
Well, yeah, not just that. Like it prevents strokes and everything. I think. I'm not sure. I'm not a doctor.
I feel like it causes strokes.
Really?
I feel like maybe the chemicals in certain cigarettes.
Your cognitive capacities are much better with nicotine.
I agree.
Now, with a cigarette, you're not hooked to nicotine. You're hooked to everything else is in that
cigarette. Nicotine is super addictive.
It is. It's very so addictive. The cigarette is different than the Zyn pouches, for example.
Yeah.
I do sometimes feel that they're a little too strong.
The fixation. I can understand the fixation. This is a different...
Because this is your just pure nicotine.
It's more like dopamine. It's more like.
Well, it increases your dopamine.
Puts you down. Yeah. I feel like I'm like tired.
Oh, really?
Well, not that I'm tired, but like the lightheadedness to me is a very relaxing, sedating feeling.
Yeah. Do you think they had that in the Dark Ages?
They had fucking something, dude. Here's the thing. I think they'd be ready for it too. I think nicotine was the next step.
It would have been so amazing.
They had pipes back then.
But with
Gandalf the fucking gray, dude.
When was the Dark Age?
1400. I'm thinking 1400, 1500.
So what was dark about it?
Shut the fuck up. I think it's called the Dark Ages because of how brutal it was.
No, it's just because they didn't have
true.
That public
Not writing. True. Shut the fuck up. You're so full of it. No, it's because it was brutal, dude.
I don't think it's just dark.
It's no. You son of a bitch.
And it's yes, brutal. Because it was in England.
They were flaying human beings.
I have
beings.
No idea. And you know what?
They were using dead bodies
I'm
for
sorry,
fertilizer.
Sir, I do not speak English.
Turn a light
I
on.
I have no idea what you're saying.
You don't want to be in the Dark Ages anymore?
There was
turn
no,
a light on.
There was no light.
You
just they had flames
they,
and shit.
They had torches and shit, like little outpost torches.
Yeah, but it was dark
around,
still.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
The Dark Ages ended around 1500 AD.
How did it end? Who said that, okay, guys, we're out of it.
Let me find out.
It's lit again.
It ain't dark no more.
It ain't dark no more.
Was it industrial, the 1800s?
The Industrial Revolution?
God damn it.
I think so. I think it's in Europe. In Europe, it was around that time.
All right, so I'm on Wikipedia.
It's in the 19th century, so yeah, it's in the 1800s. Hey, don't spit in my... You're so fucking gross.
I didn't spit in this.
You
this.
Really are disgusting, aren't
you're
you?
You're disgusting.
You really are disgusting.
You sick man. Sorry, did you know there's a lot of fucking history out there?
Oh, dude.
Look at this. Tell look
me.
At this fucking
Enlighten
picture.
Me.
So, Carolingian Europe. Look at that fucking picture. Give it right back when you're
Yeah,
done.
No, I love...
I'm into shit like that. Have you watched Game of Thrones before?
I do. I
you
did,
watch House
yeah.
of Dragon?
Yeah, I'm watching it. I just watched actually the latest episode.
I just watched the latest episode last night.
Super good. I will have to say that I do prefer
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, the 200 years later. Now, it is, to me, if I have to think about Game of the House of Dragons, if you watch House of Cards,
it is like
it's
that.
Absolutely it's the same thing. It's just calculations. It's just politics. Who's going to attack first? Right. And who's going to die now? Who's going to actually collapse? But when you think about it now, if you actually have to adapt it to our days, it'll be more like censor and canceling.
Would you like me to blow your mind with science?
How would you?
The medieval period has frequently been described as a time of barbarism, ignorance, and superstition, which placed religious authority above personal experience and rational activity, thus resulting in it being named the Dark Ages.
Can you repeat that? Because I was not listening.
You hear me? Shut your fucking mouth. Are you serious?
No, I'm just...
You son of a gun.
Stop spitting in the microphone.
I kind of like it. I kind of like
it. So fucking...
I kind of like the sound.
Oh, yeah?
I kind of...
Turns you on?
Perplunk. Perplunk. That's how you know I'm in business.
So you were in... You are into music.
Yeah, dude, I love medieval music. I love music.
Sounds and
oh my god,
songs.
I think about the sounds of yeah, the dude, medieval sounds, this Game of Thrones soundtrack. You know what I mean?
Single chord, just Dark Age.
You just need one note on a good string thing. You're good. I need a bard.
I love this moment. You know what?
What
we have to have more people next time.
We would.
We have to call it.
I have just the amount. I just have some really cool people we could fucking talk to
this
about
place,
nothing.
We can have four people. We should take advantage of this.
Yeah, I should get my boy Trevor.
Oh my god.
He would love this.
Trevor?
He's a very talented musician in a very niche music scene.
Okay.
He's very...
What kind of music does he...
Funk music, like Memphis rap music.
Okay.
Well, it's more inspired. He's not from Memphis. He's from San Diego or San Francisco. He would probably fucking shoot me in the dick if I got that wrong. He's a beast. I've already told him about this. I've already pre-decided he's gonna come up talking about it. He's a very interesting story. His mother is a very interesting writer from Los Angeles, like very awesome, cool story.
Okay.
She has her own, I'm not gonna like go any deeper, but she has her own Vice episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not gonna put her on blast. I'll let him tell the story, but me and you can talk after this about
it. Okay.
Super cool stuff that she did.
Is it true that people from California are super, super like laid back?
No, they're fucking dude. People from California are terrorists.
Why?
Like,
what makes them a terrorist?
I don't know.
I'm from Morocco, dude.
You're not a terrorist. You're a student of
on
the
paper.
World. You're not like, okay. The best way it's been put to me is that, like, people from the East Coast are kind, but we're not nice. It's like, you fucking piece of shit. I'm going to help you change your tire.
Okay.
And people in California are performative, so they're nice, but they're not kind. Oh, dude, I'm so sorry you fucked up your tire.
Ooh.
I have to go clean the dirt off my hands because I touched a sage crystal raw.
So this is my take, because I've only been to the West Coast once, and I went to... You're an idiot.
I know.
No, just take that back. I'm
no,
sorry.
You're
fucking smart. I do believe that you're so smart.
Dude, my mom says that. She's pissed at me. She's pissed I didn't go to college. Idiot. No, she's like, you know, you could have done something great. And if I was a politician, I'd be evil. Like, not that I want to be. I just know that the way I speak, it would go to my head. I'd be fucked.
Well, let me finish my thought, because I was only on the West Coast once.
Okay.
And I went to Oregon and Washington State.
Heady.
And what I've noticed is that people like to actually hang out outside a lot more than we do here. And that's why they feel like more like laid back kind of like people here. I feel like, especially in the Northeast,
dude,
of the United
States. They're stressed out in the Northeast.
Super stressed out. We don't have time. And this is the feeling. We talked about it before.
Yeah.
And I want to actually have your take on that. People here seem to live to work.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is that when you like this, if I'm working at X company or Y company, because now X is Twitter. So if people work in a Y company and that this is the friends and the circle that they have in their life at that time are only the people that they work with. And the only center of interest that they have is talking about work.
Yeah, I think it's a systemic thing. Me and you said we weren't going to talk about work.
Yeah,
but... And then we spent 15 minutes downstairs talking about it, 20 minutes talking about it.
I know, but like it was so brief.
Trust me.
The whole day.
I know, but that's a systemic thing. That's just like, it's in our brain. I think we're brainwashed to want to work so much. Because if you don't work hard, how are you going to get the new this? How are you going to get the new that?
I know, but it's just
assumption. How are you going to tell your lover if you don't put money in her pocket or some shit like that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just came back from Canada yesterday, and I spent a few days with some friends that I love poutine. Not the Russian president. I love the Canadian poutine.
I think Putin's, I didn't ballsy, have some, he's, this time. He might be pretty terrible, but I have a very Russian grandfather.
Do you think that he likes the fries with the gravy?
I think Putin likes to have a gun on him at all times and eats nothing he doesn't make himself.
And play judo.
Or he only eats what he makes himself.
Like fight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just ego. That's House of Dragons.
Dude, I am so fucking up. They don't live to work.
Oh, no.
Okay? Or they don't work
their
to live.
Their life is all...
I would love to go back.
Controlled. But I don't want to.
If you had the chance, man,
like when you think about it now, like things are so different.
Do you know anything about internet meme culture? Because this is going to relate to the question you asked.
No, I don't know. Tell me.
First of all, get hip. You need to get on the internet more and look at the stupidest fucking memes, like the shit I sent you. Perfect. Mm-hmm. There's an ongoing joke, and I feel so insane explaining this to you, but here's the opportunity. You can either, this is me and you as humans, we're in the midpoint. And they say crabs are some of the most evolved things on this planet. Sorry, I have to breathe. This is a really deep question. I really want to know what you fucking think about.
Yeah.
If you had the chance to go back to being a monkey or evolving to being a crab, which would you pick? I know my answer, and I'm very pro this one answer.
Wow. I've never thought about that.
No, this is some shit, dude. Think about it.
If I have to... either go back to being a monkey.
Go back to monkey or become the villain and be a crab.
Which one is kind?
Watch the monkey? Just pick whichever you think.
I'll be a monkey.
Clearly. See, that's the only answer I personally.
I'll be a freaking monkey. Monkeys are so freaking strong.
Go back to monkey, dude. Just take me back. I would love not to be a bonobo or a chimpanzee because they get fucking eaten to death by other chimps. Have you ever watched Kingdom of the Apes or another... I think it's called Chimpanzee Kingdom on Netflix.
No.
Watch it immediately. It's fucked.
What is it about?
It's about this group of researchers.
Just spoil it to me. I don't.
Okay. There's a group
not
of researchers.
Anyway,
so you should watch it. There's a group of researchers in Africa who have grown up and watched these chimpanzees grow and maintain their daily schedules. I don't know how long. I can't remember. Memory's shot, but like maybe 20 to 30 years they've been growing up with these chimpanzees.
Mm-hmm.
And they can get close enough with the cameras. They just can't get any, they can't get too close, but they can follow them.
Why can't they get close?
They get violent. They'll fucking chimpanzee? Kill. They'll beat the shit out of them. They'll get defensive and territorial.
I know they're mean. I know they're so strong.
Check this out. A smaller monkey is, chimpanzees will hunt them. And I love animals. There's a scene where a chimpanzee is hunting a smaller, like spider-esque type monkey, grabs the monkey, grabs it by its leg, and just slams it against the ground.
So it kills it?
Kills it, starts eating its brain first.
Oh, fuck.
So that's, you watch that? That's the downside of being monkey.
Like, it's on Netflix? Can't watch those kind of things.
You have to. You can watch it. You just watched a dragon get slayed last night. You can watch this. I felt so bad for the dragon. I did, dude. I'm kind of a sucker, dude. I read the book. It's the only book I've read in like 5 years, Fire and Blood. So I'm fucking tapped in. Of course I'm fucking tapped in. Like, I have to be.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
So what is it called again? What? For the people that want to watch that.
The chimpanzee. I think it's called Chimpanzee Kingdom or something, or Kingdom of Chimpanzees. I don't really know.
I'm going to look it up. Kingdom of Chimpanzees, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, do you think that we were
or Chimp Kingdom? Chimp Kingdom is what it's called.
Chimp Kingdom on Netflix. Right, okay, I'll
watch. You want to watch the trailer? Should I send you the trailer really quick?
All right, give me 1 second.
Should we test out the technology?
Yeah, man. We got so much better than the last time we had our.
It was good that it had podcast. To happen. I still don't know how to breathe, but I'm gonna get there.
But our first podcast, we were actually sitting down. And it was good.
I had a fun time though. It was so much fun. It was so good.
We couldn't get the boom arm.
Really just function. Maybe I was cooked or something.
That's why I just killed that. I don't want to have any boom arms. I prefer those stands like this.
That's top mic.
Okay. So,
ready?
Go ahead. What is it? Chip?
Chimp? No, I'm actually going to send it to you right now on
YouTube?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Just Chimp Empire is what it's called.
Chimp Empire.
Yeah, dude. I'm not going to crab. I don't want to live longer to be crab.
Okay. So, I'm going to do this.
Chimpanzees are closest living relatives.
I'm gonna have to stop this because I don't want to.
The best.
I don't want to get in trouble for like.
No, you can pause it. I'm gonna watch it and then we can talk about it.
Yeah, sure. God, man.
Is it all? Are we good?
That can be us. Yeah,
dude. That could be it. That shit is so thematic and so dramatized. So far, that's just so cool, dude.
Yeah,
it really is. It sounded good too. Like,
gosh, I'm gonna watch this. I'm gonna have to watch this.
Do you like animated stuff?
Yeah.
Oh my god, this one makes me kind of think about work life balance, like, you know, like the greater good. Like, this one's called Scavenger's Reign. It's also on Netflix. It was an HBO animated series.
And I have that too.
Oh my god, I got all of them. That one is really cool. Because these people are working on, like, they mine, like, dead planets, and their ship crashes. And, like, you got to think about, they're, like, working away from Earth for, like 20 years. They come back, do their shift, and they're done. But, like, they do 20 years or something like that, some type of shit like that, and they fucking crash on this planet, and the planet is a living microbiome organism. It's all connected. It's the most, like, tapped in diverse ecosystem, and some of it is violent, some of it is not violent, but like, what is violent when what's nature, what's naturally in the ecosystem? Is it violent if a lion has to eat? We would consider it that, but like, a lion's not like, I'm a bad guy because I have to eat a fucking gazelle. Like, no, that's just like the nature of the beast. So I feel like sometimes, like, it's good to kind of escape away from that routine, you know, the nature of the beast that is us. Mm-hmm. We're just working our whole entire lives to live, or living our whole entire lives to work without any of the perverse choice. It's just fucked.
Yeah. The only work that they actually do is just hunting for food. And that's like literally like the first human. We're just hunters and gatherers. And here we are now, like, building high rises and stuff and making it a 40-hour week. That's paid with like paper, and yeah,
I fucking love that little paper though.
I know.
I love spending money. I'm so good.
Have you ever seen the Canadian dollar?
No, I collect pesos though, and I collect world currency.
I think it's super hard to actually counterfeit.
Dude, a long time ago, I was making a trade with somebody at a music festival, and instead of giving me $50, they gave me 50 euros. Like, I'm in Scranton, Pennsylvania, dude. What the fuck am I gonna do?
They gave you 50 euros.
Yeah,
that's more than $50.
Oh, I know, I took it.
You did not.
I mean, I took it.
Like, you did not refuse it.
Nah, fuck it.
Pennsylvania,
Scranton.
Okay, all right, Scranton.
Where the office.
We drove through it. We drove by it actually when we were coming back from Montreal.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, there is one thing that about Pennsylvania, and my wife and I actually agree on that.
Do you like it?
I love Pennsylvania, but it does not seem like a state that I want to live in.
I feel like a lot of people say the opposite. You're also both not Americans.
Where would you live in Pennsylvania?
King of Prussia on the Jersey border.
Do you like that area? Philly?
Delaware County. I would do Delaware County, south of Philly. That's where my girlfriend's from.
Okay.
I live in Philadelphia.
No, Philly's different. Pittsburgh is different.
But in PA, I would live in Shermansdale, Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania. I would live in the fucking sticks, brother.
But that's close to, where is it exactly? It's close to
fucking nothing.
Oh, really?
It's nice. It's beautiful. I go there.
That's more now we're actually leaning towards that.
Yeah, dude, I want to go to Vermont. I want to live in Vermont.
Oh, we stopped at Burlington.
I, I played a show in Burlington. Shout out to my boys, Full Melt.
That state.
Dude, shout out Full Melt Productions in Vermont. My boy Andrew Lawrence and my boy fucking Omar. Those boys are doing some really good work there. They're great people.
Beautiful state.
It's the prettiest state I've ever been to, hands down. The weed is incredible.
One of the most... yeah, sure. One it of the is, most dude. European cities.
Burlington? Yeah,
just because it's very... Like, they have that little...
you want some videos downtown. From Burlington?
So they have that little... This is what we saw. Christina and I were walking in there, and we're like, this is... Because there is an area where you don't have any cars or anything, and it reminded us a little bit of St. Augustine in Florida, because there is like a huge, long strip where you can actually walk, and there are so many terraces, and that's what I think it's missing here in the U.S.
Do you want to see some of the... I got tons of really awesome videos when I was playing in Vermont.
Yeah, send them to me, man.
That's me driving.
I want to watch all of that. Well,
I wanted to use some of these for like music stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What kind of music did you produce?
When I was actively looking for bookings, I was doing a lot of deep dubstep sound system music and like music very similar to like UK style club music.
Uh-huh.
Now my heart is in club music.
Club music.
Forward thinking club music.
How different?
What do you mean, how different?
From what you've made before.
If my stuff was more like maybe heavier, kind of grimier, a little maybe, I would call it even like a little bit like industrial. Maybe it's got harder sounds. It's more abrasive on your ears. Mm-hmm. Syncopated drums, broken beat. The music I like now is more like four on the floor, like house music or like Baltimore club music. I like techno. I like breaks. I like, you know, I like more kind of, my tastes have really changed towards older styles of electronic music. I've always loved electronic music. I really like French house. I like disco.
Yeah.
I like Italian house music. Like, I'm a niche kind of guy.
I think the French does it. They do it. The French.
I mean, Justice, Rat-a-Tat, and Daft Punk. I mean, I love those guys.
Man, I was about to say it.
Daft Punk. They're so good. I'll get a Daft Punk tattoo. Are you kidding me?
Really?
I would.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought that you already had it.
I wish. It'd be so nice. Look at this video I took in Vermont in the snow.
Wow. That's gorgeous, man.
Fucking love Vermont. That's me playing at Vermont. I bought a gallon of maple syrup
from Vermont.
Yeah, fuck yeah, how could I not?
What's up with maple syrup? Because I just think
apparently
that it's super
incredible for you. It's one of the best things you could ever put in your body if it's straight from the source.
How so?
If it's a healthy maple tree, and let's say there's a lot of really healthy soil in Vermont, there's a lot of minerals. The soil is very living, very mineral rich in some places. So your maple tree is absorbing all this phosphate, magnesium, all this iron, all these minerals that are in the soil, and it's just getting filtered through into the water. You know, maple syrup can be very antioxidant, is what I was told. It could be good for insulin resistance if you're trying to retrain your pancreas how to handle sugar. Like, if I couldn't do any sugar, which is unfortunately probably going to be a real thing for me very soon. I'm just like really working hard on like my diet and stuff right now.
But what would you make if you have to make a dish off of like maple syrup?
Maple syrup.
What would you make?
maple syrup. This is earthy and sweet.
Before you start saying what you're going to make, this is what I like about you.
Okay.
Whenever you were asked about like how you would make a dish, you will go very into the detail.
Yeah, I'll tell you
how you're gonna make, and I love it. Yeah, all right, go ahead.
I would do duck. Have you ever had a duck before?
Of course.
Some canard.
Canard.
Mm-hmm. I would do duck, and I would. I'm not the best cooker at duck, but I would probably salt it. And I would probably...
It's very easy to miss.
It's easy to fuck up. Mm-hmm. I would take a bunch of salt and orange peel and like peppercorn. I don't know if I'd crack it or not. I'd probably crack it. And I would like kind of cover it in a lot of seasoning. Mm-hmm. And I would let that dry out in my fridge for like 24 hours. There's a day, like a whole 24 hours, get that dry. I would rinse it off, pat it dry. And then what I would do is I would render it on the skin side down. I would score it, cut a little bit on medium heat in a cold pan.
That's the best way actually to
cook it. Okay. I fucking love duck. And what I would do is I would probably take the orange peel, the bitter black pepper, and I would mix that all with salt and maple syrup.
Caramelize it.
And when I would slowly brush it I wouldn't baste it. I would slowly brush it so I can get all the fat. And I would just, I would like probably glaze it with that kind of stuff.
What would make it very, like, it's just, like, do you think the maple taste will bring something
like,
more?
I like to sweet the, and salt. I think it's earthy, and I think it's encompassing.
It is definitely earthy.
The way maple syrup feels on my mouth. I like how, I feel like maple syrup is a good coating, especially if you get darker grade. I feel like it's more like just like a darker, sweeter, more brown sugar kind of taste, and okay. Earthier, mm-hmm. Very moist taste. God, this is so fun. But when I would turn it over, I would take the leftover glaze and I would mix it with like a butter of some sort with the orange and the black pepper and the maple syrup and salt.
Butter and
maybe
maple,
some
man.
Parsley. Maybe some parsley just to make it look fucking cute, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. And then I would finish the cook once I flipped it and had a nice, very nice crust where I could drag the knife and it looks good. I would dump that maple butter and shit. Turn the heat down a little bit and just baste. I'd probably serve it on like a fried potato, and I don't know what's native to Vermont, but probably like a nice fucking, I don't know, like a glass of fucking milk. I don't fucking know.
Wow.
Whatever Vermont does. Vermont does butter. They do dairy. They do cheese well, but I don't like duck and cheese. I would probably do like root vegetable, potato, like a root vegetable.
Okay. And just I'll go very simple with
like a fry, like a fried potato. Gosh. Frites, like frites, duck frites.
Frites.
Duck frites à la Vermont.
À la Vermont. Yeah,
dude. Whenever you want to cook duck, let's do it. If you're good at camera, we can make YouTube videos of us cooking.
Okay,
like,
sure.
Why not? Like,
yeah. Next time
you have a beautiful kitchen too.
Next time we'll do it.
I'm down. That's something I could do because that's how I want to get into that. I would love to get just do like a silly video.
Okay.
Like why not? I love YouTube.
Yeah, we can actually record our next podcast.
That could be cool.
Yeah, we're gonna start it. Actually, we can start it with the dish and make it, and then we can actually sit down and taste it and then talk about it.
Yeah, you could also do two small cameras right here, face like this, and you can just switch between us.
Sure. Yeah.
Whenever we're talking.
Well, that's I want to actually just. This is what I do believe about our podcast.
Let me hear it.
I believe that this is the worst that it'll ever be.
It'll only get better.
And I think the same thing about AI, and I told you about that.
You did.
But I do believe that with practice, you get better. My first podcast, I couldn't even find the words.
Yeah, I bet.
I was having a hard time. I was chewing some words.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of nervous. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, but I got so comfortable now with the microphone.
Yeah,
so this is this is just like the very first episodes that I'm doing now, and I do what I want to do. And with your help, of course, I want to get to at least before the end of this year, at least
have four 30, episodes type shit,
30 or 40 episodes
by the end of this year. We could do 20.
Okay,
we could at least do 20.
You
I think.
And I, yeah, but I want to have more people in.
Let's do it.
Yeah. We talked about that.
Dude, we're game. What's our time at? I want to make sure we finish our questions too.
No, we're good.
All right, thank heavens.
It's just 1 hour and 2 minutes, so we're good.
Fuck it.
Yeah,
ball.
Yeah. We're having fun.
I am having a really good time. I just want to get back to the world. I feel like I love that we can get to go kind of tangent. I think unrestricted flow of conversation is important, and like, I think maybe as we get better, the flow of our thoughts maybe might get better. To me, this is like journaling.
Yeah,
it's like, so you only get better and you get more open the more
practice.
You do it.
Yeah, exactly. You have to practice. Yeah, you have to practice. And I remember like the first, the very first material and that we used actually to record was terrible. The sound was terrible.
I still listen to it.
Like once I got like this is my problem. Once I actually get into
the tunnel?
Something, I just hyper focus in it.
Is that like an ADD thing? You think you're ADD or something like that?
No, it's just I like to have if I want to do a podcast, I don't want to just have a podcast where like two microphones and any microphones and just start talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to have a good quality. I want to have the right material, even if it's going to be costly to us. I want to do it.
Yeah,
because if I want to do it, I want to do it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
The way that anybody that's a professional podcaster that have been doing it for a long time, they when they started, they were not good at it, but it took like I always believe that it takes at least 10,000 hours
to get good at anything,
to master something
for sure.
And the only way we can actually get it to where I want it to be because I'm not trying to make money off of this. I'm trying to actually just have fun.
Yeah.
And if the money comes out of it, well, that's great. But if it doesn't,
I mean, like,
I have no expectation of it.
What fucked me up a lot of my music career is I brought like expectation with me, you know? I would fuck up my work-life balance by working every time I was off. I would go home and just make music all the time, and I wasn't even putting my best foot forward, but I had all this time. I shot myself in the foot, and like expectations killed it. If I ever return to the music industry, in a sense where I want to perform and showcase my art instead of the stink licensing or like personalized projects I've been doing, it would have to be a no expectations, no bars, whole, just like free form.
Have fun.
Yeah, you gotta have fun, dude. You can't. Life's you have so to short. Be fun, and you have to be inspired if you're gonna take that route. But if you're not gonna take that route, then just always have fun, no matter when you do it.
Agree, 100%. 100%. And you have no expectation about like income wise, so you can continue for having that. For sure.
Money,
fun.
Money's the fucking devil, dude.
I know, because it takes actually the fun out of it. And then you. Oh my God. Beautiful.
Was that bad? Was that
fantastic. Bad loud? Can you do another one?
Shut the fuck up.
Loved it. I want to start every podcast with that one.
With a nose blow?
A nose
blow. A nose blow? Wow, nose blow.
That's a blow?
That's one. What would you call it? Explosion? You son of a bitch. What would you call it?
I don't know. I'm just teasing.
You don't blow your nose, you explode your nose?
Yeah, I explode my nose.
Is it because you're brown?
Because I'm Arab.
Dude, God.
On paper, man.
Dude, you are a terrorista, you know?
I am, man. Just like Team America. Have you watched that movie?
Yeah, have I? I was like 14 years old when that shit came out, yo.
That's so good.
I love that. I quoted that movie for like 10 years.
You know what actually blew my mind?
What?
When they blew the Eiffel Tower and it actually collapsed on L'Arc de Triomphe, that triumph arch.
Yeah.
You know how far that is from that?
No, I don't. I have no fucking idea.
Yeah, there you go. But everybody believed that. Like, it's just... No one knows exactly how it
how
looks.
How far
like.
Away is it?
Oh, super far. There's no
miles.
Way
that give
Eiffel
me miles.
Oh, I don't know. But there's no way that the Eiffel Tower will collapse. If it collapses, there's absolutely no way it'll get close
to Do you think the Eiffel Tower could collapse? Has that ever been a fear?
Well, in Team America, it did.
I mean, yeah, but like...
Well, that wasn't actually something that would...
What's the French word for
it
nine?
It wasn't... It, for what?
Nine.
Nine?
How do I say nine in French?
Neuf.
Neuf, how do I say 11 in French?
Onze.
Neuf onze.
Neuf onze.
Neuf onze.
911.
9/11.
9/11. Well, the Eiffel Tower, Neuf when onze. It was built, when they made it, when Eiffel made it, it wasn't meant to stay for this long. It was just like a center. Yeah. They didn't want, like, it was
that's
just,
a fat ass art
and the
piece.
Guy, you know that Eiffel actually died broke.
Dude.
What? Broke.
How just broke?
Like broke.
Oh my God.
Broke, man.
Dude, just pay the man.
Yeah, credit cards and shit.
Oh, how old? No, how know. Old? You fucking been? He's like no, 30K, he broke, 30K swiped up, yo. What the fuck?
He's got a Visa card.
It's funny. I'm in like four. Amex I'm in like 4 to 5K debt. I'm like, yeah, my life's fucking over. I gotta jump off a bridge. No. Bernie Madoff.
Eiffel. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I think Eiffel. About Madoff and like Picasso. I'll be all right.
That Bernie Madoff, man.
Dude, I was young. I had to
Ponzi scheme.
I had to go back and think of and like learn all that shit, and not just like I was like, "Yo, my dad, yo,
it's insane.
it's
insane. Like, how fucked. Can someone? And you know that people were so scared to actually pull their money because they respected him so much. He was so big within his community.
What was his community like?
Well,
what
do no, you
mean? Like, was Wall Street?
Well, wealthy people. Because he was actually a wolf, like
an asset manager.
Yeah, he was a hedge funder.
He was making sure they had yachts for the summer,
Of course, and like a 10%. Like, when even the market was collapsing, he was still promising his people that are still actually giving him their money a double-digit return. That is...
I mean, 10% on like 50 million is crazy. Like, that's a lot of money. Like,
I know, but he was still promising people that. And when they're not getting that money back, that return, he was calling them to actually ask for more money because that's how he did. He actually just took this money and then paid this guy and then actually took a big cut. And that's what Ponzi's theme is. So he's not making anything.
He's a middleman. He was stealing from people.
Well, he's just like
he was irresponsible.
Just like
money.
An insurance.
And then he got caught.
Just like any insurance.
He left with his dick on the table.
2008 happened.
Oh, my God.
The big recession
happened. I still can't buy a house because of that.
My,
what the fuck,
no
man?
No one can buy a house now, man. No one, if you don't have cash in hand, no one can buy a house. Millennials are fucked.
Yeah, I know. It's not looking good. I think my only goal is to be able to get a house with less than a 2K mortgage. I'm hoping for like 1650.
But how much can you spend?
You want to talk about it?
But how much can you spend? Like, you're not going to find anything here for $200,000.
I could find something here for $265,000, though.
And yeah,
And where I live right now, Baltimore County, shout out Baltimore County, I would live in West Baltimore County, Gwin Oak area, Canesville area. Certain areas of Canesville are very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I could find if I need to find a starter home, I could do $285,000, get a nice fucking starter home in a decent district on the poor. So I would probably have 3 bedrooms, 1 bath. And I would probably put about $15,000 down, $10,000 down. And that's not even including all the assistance for a first-time
home. Yeah.
So yeah. I think I could get that up to 2022 in like, I'm just fucking hoping.
But if something happens, this is what I actually believe. If you don't have cash,
yeah,
when you buy a house and you still have some cash flow, if something happens to your house, you have to actually rethink everything in your life. It's just like when you were talking about the car.
It's a business. You now own a business.
It's an investment. An investment that you actually invest money on, and you
can't just let your shit break.
No one can live in the same house now that I know, like our age, buy a house and stay there for 30 years.
I'm going to try to.
Well, yeah, but most people actually buy a house for 5 years.
Why though?
Because they will just like they're thinking about the return, positive equity. Now I was listening to someone actually what he did is very fascinating. He bought a house, his first house. Then, with the market boom,
mm-hmm.
he was able to actually go to the bank and ask for a loan on the positive equity of his house.
That's what I would like to do.
And then took that money and invested it as a down payment and
for another house.
For another house. So and then rented the first house.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, but the only dark side of it is that
you now own two fucking houses.
But if there is any recession or anything, now the price of your house will go down. Now, we're not talking about positive equity anymore.
Negative.
But at the same time, the rent will go down. Everything will go down. Now, if you want to sell it, you're not going to be able to actually sustain the main mortgage, nor the loan that you just got.
Yeah, fuck, dude. This is all. I mean,
now you have two houses
that are in the shit.
But it's so risky. But that's the beauty about the investment. Yeah, taking a risk is very important to actually.
I don't want to take a risk though, dude. I just want to fucking own a house so that like I can have a dog.
Maybe the American dream.
I don't even want fucking American dream. I just want a lower middle class dream. Mm-hmm. You know, I probably make $50,000 before taxes, $55,000 before taxes. Mm-hmm. I would like to make a little bit more than that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to make probably $75,000.
Mm-hmm.
In the next couple moves in my career, I'd like to make $70,000 in the next 6 to 8 years. And I think I could do it easily, no problem. And I think that on my house, my track to buy a house next year, I'm going to move back in with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year, you know?
Just to save some money and put some money down.
Yeah, I'm paying $1,500 for what right now? 2 bedroom, 1 bath.
It's expensive, man.
It's fucking expensive. I should have a house. Yeah. I should have a house, dude.
Yeah, $1,500 is a lot. A lot.
I've never missed a fucking payment in my life. I've missed one credit card payment, and I think about it every night. But like, I've never missed a bill, payment, anything in my fucking life.
Yeah, because you work for it. You work hard.
I work so fucking hard for it.
That's when the system actually gets you. Then this is when you switch from like work to live to living to work.
Living to work. That's why I fucking have the job I do. We just talked about. That's why I like the flexibility I'm offered, the creativity I'm offered, the lifestyle. I can take time off whenever.
The ear that you have actually that can listen to you.
Yeah.
That's very important.
It's important.
It's what we're missing sometimes.
Yeah,
I agree. And part of actually working for a West Coast company is that.
What do you mean?
A West Coast company, I think, is
more laissez-faire.
It's a lot different. The way they hire, the way they develop, the way they fire is totally different from any other company.
Like interesting.
As far as like grocery stores go, you can't compare where we work with any other grocery store.
For sure, you can't. It's not the same thing.
Yeah, because you're sometimes bullied at your work, but not where we work.
Mm-mm.
Like, because we do care about people.
Yeah, no, we're fucked. Have you drank three beers? I'm gonna drink this last beer.
Yeah, it's all yours.
Thanks,
French. All yours. All yours.
Dude.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is a place where we can just sit down and have a drink,
a coffee, or
whatever.
You need to have more bro friends. You need to be doing more dude shit.
Yeah. But I want to have a lot more people. I want to have a lot more people and talk about their journey. So that's it. This is what's next for us, is just collecting. And the thing is, now I'm getting more people. So now we're in two different platforms.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Fire.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Who would have thought about that?
Is that kind of cool?
Yeah. When I first actually thought about this and shared it with you and started talking about it,
mm-hmm.
I did not think I'm gonna have this. I mean, did not think this is gonna be like a thing where I'm gonna talk to people that I've never known before. And I did not definitely think about the fact that someone will reach out to us. Like, hey, I heard your podcast. And I did have someone actually who asked me, like, how much do I have to pay? How much is it to be a guest? I did not know that podcasts actually get paid to have guests.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, I did. I can show you the message.
No, I believe
it's amazing. It's amazing. All I said is, I just want to learn this first. Yeah,
I wouldn't even charge them, tell them to cover their own travel and shit. But fuck.
Yeah, but and the second thing is, I just share it on your. If you're writing a book or doing something, I want you just to share
it. Plug that shit, yeah.
On your social media. I want more people to listen to this. I'm not doing this for the money. I'm doing it just for myself. I want to have that moment because I think about it as a moment when you and I now, we can get a text right now. This is the last thing I want to actually think about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm not going to respond to that text. I am sitting here. There will be no lull time when we can actually just sit down and just chat.
Yeah, dude. It's fucking great. It's
everything good. Everything stops and we can talk about the chimpanzees.
The work-life balance.
We can talk about the work-life
balance. Marijuana.
About dark ages. About your favorite thing.
I love marijuana. Dark ages. Marijuana. Dark age marijuana.
Did they smoke marijuana in dark ages?
Should I find out?
I bet they didn't have lighters.
I bet you they found a way.
I don't think so.
Smoke marijuana. There's no way. There's no way they did. In the dark ages. Maybe in China. Because it's been there. They've been using that shit forever, dude.
China?
Yeah.
I didn't know they get high in China.
Evidence of direct smoking before the 16th century is contentious. With pipes thought to have been used to smoke cannabis dated to the 10th and 12th centuries found in southeastern Africa. Jesus Christ.
Eastern Africa.
Opium smoking became widespread in China and the West during the 19th century. How were drugs used? Oh, they were on the poppy. Opium.
Oh, yeah.
They're milk of poppy type shit.
Afghanistan is the best. You know that the American troops were actually...
Come on, bro.
They were protecting.
The fields, bro. Of course.
Yeah.
They were protecting
the fields.
That's like, the tip of the iceberg. That's crazy. That's the tip, man. It's the tip, brother.
What was their reason? What do you think?
Pharmaceuticals. They're guarding all this for pharmaceutical invasion.
Now Taliban went back and just burned everything?
Because they knew that would hurt them more than them being able to keep it.
But fuck, that's business, man.
It's all for business.
Labs and drugs?
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they want it.
Why would they burn them? Like, if
the Taliban?
If they hate
our way of life, dude. What's the best way to fucking punch us in the gut?
Do you know what Taliban?
Our heroin?
Do you know what Taliban means?
No, I'm American.
Students.
Really?
Yeah, they're still students.
Students
what
of
would
the,
happen of when the, they graduate?
The, oh, shut the fuck. Just better RPGs.
Oh my god. It means student. Talib, it means student.
I have to stand up. My ass hurts.
Yeah. Yeah. This is your place, man. You do whatever you want. You can actually move the mic right here.
Okay.
How's that sound? We're still live. Yeah. It sounds really good.
It sounds so good.
Yeah, but you just have to get actually a little
closer.
If you want to sit down actually on...
No, I will. I'm just going to stand up when my ass regains.
We're an hour and 17, hour and 18, 19, hour 20. We're almost there.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we're almost there. We're having fun.
What's on our itinerary?
Hmm?
Have we talked about the journey? I feel like...
your journey?
My journey? Like, yeah, my journey.
I want you. Want to, please.
Yeah, maybe we can
end Light with me
that.
Up.
Maybe we can end with that.
Yeah, let me please. Sit back down. Please, talk to me. Tell me what is next for you, for example.
I guess the what's next has to start with like what's before, what's now, yeah. what's on the horizon.
Yeah, tell me.
I feel like...
Well, look, okay, talk to me about Zach when he was 18, 16 years old,
when,
17,
when
18.
Zach was 17 years old, he was living in Arnold. He just graduated high school, and I was living with one of my best friends, and he ended up in the end, he kind of fucked me over, but he lived with my mom and I because he was, he didn't have a place to stay at the time. And, at the time, I'm angsty, so there's some drama happened with my mom and him and her boyfriend. I sided with him, and he kind of fucked me over. And he was like my boy. I had just moved. I had, lost all my friends, and I sided with my, this dude who just kind of, I feel like, saw me for who I am, and he made me realize how important having, really good friends were. And I was just like, fuck this, fuck that. And so I put myself in a position where, I had major disrespectful relations with my mother, my father, who was in and out, her boyfriend, lots of my family, mm-hmm. and I was homeless. Lived in my car for
That's when you were 17?
Well, yeah, right before I turned 18. So 18, 19, I spent 18, 19, and 20, that halfway through 18, 19, and right before 20, I moved in with a girl that worked at the Annapolis, the store.
Okay.
Yeah, a long time ago. I don't think she works there anymore. But I was a narcissist looking for a place to live, and no one falls in love. So I spent those 2 years, 18, 19, in my car, couch hopping, slowly working on music. I just ditched culinary school. I did 2 semesters, and I was like, yeah, this shit can fucking blow my dick. I'm not feeling it. And then I one of the most incredible things that ever happened to me was my friend Ryan Blank. Shout out Ryan fucking Blank, dude. Incredible human.
Shout out.
One of my best friends, dude. Saved my life. He gave me a spot to crash and, gave me a place to live. He was one of the first people I really looked up to that respected me as, an artist. I've always fought the idea of, self-confidence and the idea that, I'm an imposter in anything I do. And it's hard. It's hard to live like that. And it's fucking been burning me for a really long time. And I really feel that him being proud of me or recognizing whatever artistic integrity that I contain within myself that he found applicable and relatable to him. He just put me in a situation where I could believe in myself artistically and creatively. So I started taking music a little bit more serious. I was able to get an agent. Probably 18 months into really releasing music. I got a couple interesting gigs where I was getting paid $100 for an hour, maybe a beer ticket or two. I've also played shows where I got no money and I played to 200, 300 people for exposure. I did all kinds of odds and ends, and then I had to learn to play the etiquette game and learn how to balance how cutthroat even the smallest scale of performative music is. The music industry sucks. Everyone says that. It sucks all the way down. From the top to the bottom, it drains you, dude. And only certain people are really built for that shit. And I, for a long time, I tried my hardest, 10 years, 18, 19 to 29, pretty recently, I'm 29 now. I just recently stepped away on my 29th birthday, 28th, right before that. And I spent most of my years just chasing a feeling that I thought I had to gain from this relentless pursuit of creativity when I should have been focused on a relentless pursuit of peace. I've spent a lot of time in therapy and there's a lot of things wrong with me, but not in the sense that I'm this fucking broken thing, but I had to do a lot of self-work to get to where I was, and working on myself while working on a creative thing the past 10 years was the most beneficial and life-changing thing in my life. And through this music career, no matter how small or some people might call it unsuccessful, but I've played on tours, I've played runs of shows, Like, I've traveled music festivals. I've played to a crowd of 1,000 people, which may not be crazy. I've played to a crowd of one person. I've played to crowds of empty people more than I'd like to tell and share, you know? But I think my journey is like, that was the then, or that was the before and then. Like, the now aspect is like realizing that life comes at you fast, and there's a lot of hard questions you're always going to have to answer, and sometimes you just don't have the answer. So I'm still trying to find the answer to why I feel the way I do about music, you know, and how I can adapt and change my relationship with music and the things that I care about and love. And hopefully that will create a future for me that shows me that, you know, making music can be more fun, it can be more personal, and it can be more rewarding for me as an outlet than it is a glorified like hobby or like trying to make money off of it. Cause I made a decent amount of coin, dude. Like I could do all the drugs I wanted to, pay my rent, eat wherever I wanted to, like go on trips, like not crazy expensive trips, but I could go to a music festival and not have to worry about shit, dude. I'd play at a music festival and get everything I wanted. Money, food, could get drugs, I could get dropped off, had car rides anywhere. Like, you know, like I fell in love with the hospitality, and I feel like I took some of that for granted and didn't work as hard. And, you know, I feel like I let some shit slip through my hands, but I think sometimes it has to happen. The future of this, though, I think is me redistributing my talents to stuff like this, bringing mm-hmm. my audio stuff to a podcast, or like continuing to work on the sync licensing that I've done, you know, like making music for a commercial, making music for a video game, for a D&D campaign, like all kinds of like interesting things that I can do with music that reminds me that my relationship with music doesn't have to be so one-sided or so like so just one face. You know, there are many faces everybody wears. So why can't your hobbies take on the same amount of faces that you do as a human?
Yeah.
And I think that, again, the future is being able to be more present, to be more aware of like the beautiful things that I've done with music, you know, because if you've ever performed on a stage, I feel like you've already done more than most musicians. You know, mm-hmm. it's hard to have the courage to do stuff like that and to open yourself up to do shit like that, you know? And I keep saying the future because, you know, I don't know what the future holds. I can't tell you what I'm going
to
be doing.
What do you want the future to look like? What would be your ultimate goal?
Peaceful, being able to teach people music, being able to have audio inspired creative pastimes. I'd like to eventually release very experimental forward thinking like listening stories. I'd like to, you know, get away from Spotify and go towards maybe just a Bandcamp style, or just like if I'm going to be niche and underground, like just fucking take it all the way. Mm-hmm. Like no Spotify, no major outlets, like just
like back in the days, like no streaming
CDs, yeah. Mixtapes, like that, because that to me that sounds more
is
fun.
It still a thing you're thinking can it's still like there are so many people that want that, they want to actually listen to it live, yeah. Instead of
I want to make music for people who still have CD players in their car, you know what I mean? I'm sure there are people who had cassettes who are like, I want to make music for cassettes,
yeah,
you know? So like the future is just to get back to artistic roots, but right now I'm really enjoying playing video games, I'm really enjoying my side work, and I'm just really enjoying developing my relationship with the world. And I feel like as I get older, my work ethic's gotten really good. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to work harder for things I want now, and I think that's the future, is developing that hard work ethic with creative release, more specifically in the audio field.
And how's your environment actually reacting to all of this?
Like my house, my crib.
Your environment, like the people that you circle.
I still have my agent, and he still cares about everything I fucking do. He hits me up all the time. Like he was not willing to drop me. He was like, dude, I'm not. Mm-mm. He's like, I'm not going to take no. I'm not going to have you do that. He's like, when you're ready, just like, let's get to work.
Yeah,
let's
I always said that it only takes one person to believe in you.
It really does.
In any
it really
activity.
Does. It absolutely does.
If there is only one person that believes in you, they can get the best out of you.
Absolutely.
Because we're all talented. We all have
everybody. I you know, sometimes I say, dude, you talentless fucking hack to some people, but like, it's not true. I don't believe it when I say it. Like, there's something. We can all do something really special if you put your minds there. And if you have someone that believes in you, I'm very lucky to have probably a gajillion people who like who want to see me get off a podcast and they want to see me on stage again, right, or they want to see me do anything. But I'm having fun just doing what's really cool for me. Yeah. And that's what, like, if I could teach anybody anything, it's like, you got to prioritize peace, prioritize yourself and the people around you. Cause I think you're nothing without the people around you. Even
of course. Of course. Yeah. And I think that we're, like, as a society, unfortunately, we're getting away from being around people. When you go out now and see a bunch of people hanging out, most of them will be on their phone. Most of them will be actually just not looking in their surroundings and just noticing that there are so many things around them that they can actually, they're very interested and they can just really just interact with those things instead of being just hooked on their those shorts and Instagram and connected to the people that are miles away, when they can actually just be around the people that they actually love the most and enjoy them. And that speaks to the peace that you were looking for.
We're desensitized and disassociated. And unfortunately, I love being disassociated. I love being not aware and not feeling responsible for it.
It makes so much difference. Yes.
Love it, but it's not good. I love being able to be like, to go in my house and like, and just fucking maybe smoke some weed, lay in my girlfriend's butt and just like scroll my phone for like 90 minutes. But I don't want to do that. Like, it's poisonous to me.
Yeah, what are you going to get out of it?
Nothing. You just fucking pass the time. I'm tired. I don't want to pass the time until I die. I wanted to fucking just live a little bit of a life.
Yeah, and that's my take on it.
I think video games are different. I think movies are kind of different. But this phone shit is insane. And I haven't felt addicted to my phone since I got the iPhone 15.
Mm-hmm.
My shit's been completely changed. I'm like obsessed with it. I can't get the fuck off of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I do better now, but like, what the fuck?
How can they make money? All those companies that actually...
If you're not on the phone, how are you going to see the ads? I know. How are you going to get the money?
Yeah. So they have to actually do something and give you a product that you can stay connected.
Yeah.
And that's what makes actually that very dangerous, because now, again, you forget about all your surroundings and here you are focused on little things.
On bullshit.
Yes. What do you learn after, like, when I was talking to someone actually and their daughter, they're trying to actually minimize her screen
I know exactly who you're talking about.
And on TikTok, like when the mother was checking her like time spent on like screen time,
mm-mm,
9 hours.
Ugh.
9 hours. That's, and when I don't have a TikTok, and when you think about that, because the only thing that I'm thinking about now is TikTok is just 10 or 15 seconds. All right, let's say 30 seconds of video. 9 hours. It is 60 minutes times 9. And here you are scrolling and scrolling.
So let's scroll. How many 9 hours? What's 9 times 60?
Well, one time, like you have 120, 30 seconds in an hour.
120, 30 seconds.
In an hour.
Oh my God. See.
Okay. So let's say
120 seconds.
So 120 videos every single hour times 9.
That's 1,080 videos.
You,
that's a lot of videos.
Spent 9 hours
watching 1,080 videos.
And what did you learn from it?
There you go. That's fucking fun. Yeah.
If you learned something, it'll not be 50% of those 9 hours. It'll be...
Of course not.
It'll be a single digit percentage-wise.
Oh, you're getting fucking nothing out of that.
It's insane. It's insane. Anyway, dude, we're gonna wrap it up.
Dude, this is fucking the best thing yet.
Yeah.
Just so good.
And this is the worst that it'll ever be.
Oh, for sure.
So we're going to get better, man, as we do it.
We're going to tap in. We're going to fucking, dude, thanks for having me. This was so much fun. I can't wait to come back.
This is your home, dude.
Dude, I know it's our home. Let's do it up.
This is your home. You can actually come whenever you want. And I want to do it at least once a week.
We should. We just need to iron out the day that works the best for us, but we'll do it.
Yeah. Our goal is to have at least a minimum of 30 episodes
By January, December 31st, we might be able to do that.
We should.
How many weeks are left?
We still have time. It doesn't matter.
We'll have to do some days where we do doubles or some shit, but yeah, we can do it.
We can do it twice a week. I don't care.
Fucking right. Well, thanks for having me, Nafel. This is fucking great.
This is your house.
I know. Thanks for having me. I'm just going to tell me that thanks for having me, too.
Yeah.
It was good being able to get to share myself a little bit. Good. So people can listen for you know, for their times.
This is an open mic.
Relate to this video and shit. You know, learn more about me, learn more about you.
And the more we do it, the more we do it, the more we get back better at it. Okay, and we will include more and more stuff. So we'll have more people. We'll have more people actually sharing their stories. And we'll have actually video and coming in the future. We'll have everything. And we'll be able to post everything on YouTube as we do it. Okay. So let's get better at it. Let's add more people to it. This is a non-profitable area for now. Yeah, and we're hopefully it'll get better from now. And
just doing it for the game.
Yeah. And we count on every single person's feedback so we can actually get better and provide a better quality product. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much for listening, everybody.
All right. Peace, guys.
This was Zach and Nofel for In the Cellar Talk. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for getting, if you got to this point, we really appreciate it. Yeah,
you're
a
fucking champ. Thank you for listening. You guys are great.
Zach, you're amazing.
Nofel, you're amazing.
All right.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everybody.